Okay, I'm going to do my best to record and hope that things go well, because they might not. Because the fact remains that I got no audio on here. I can only talk into here, and every once in a while Audacity just crashes and can't handle the transition from page to page. So, last time we talked, it was quarterbacks. No, we're talking about quarterbacks today. Last time we talked, it was Georgia destroying TCU in a legal fashion in the national championship. Today, I want to take a look quickly at who I think the five best quarterbacks are in this draft class. I'm combining how much talent I think they have at the moment, how NFL-ready they are, and how high their ceiling is. So to start, it's C.J. Stroud from Ohio State. He's the number one player. I think that he's the most NFL-ready made right now. I don't think he's the most talented overall, though. But he's definitely the most ready for the NFL. And I think his ceiling can be very high if he's developed right. So, if he goes to the Texans, he's going to have a terrible O-line and not a good supporting cast. So, that could really hinder him, kind of, maybe, not to reach his potential right away. Where if he goes to the Colts, I think he'll have a better surrounding system to help him get better, but I'm not even positive that even on the Colts he'll be able to develop as he should. I think he is going to be a day one starter, and he obviously probably has to be for being taken at one or two, but again, he's the best player, but I am very, very skeptical about how high his ceiling is. The reason he's number one is because I think he is by far the most NFL-ready. He's made for the NFL. He's ready to play. Mobility's an issue, but, I mean, he's willing to run when he has to, which he's shown at Ohio State, especially in that the first round of the playoff game, which was basically the championship game, because either team was going to just destroy TCU, but either way, yeah, pretty exciting. Pretty exciting prospect we got in him. And I think he is better than the prospects last year of Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett. Although I'd compare Stroud to Kenny Pickett. As in, Kenny Pickett was the most NFL-ready guy, kind of like how Stroud is. So that's my opinion on that. Next, this is going to cause some frustration. I got Will Levis. Will Levis, I think, is the second most NFL-ready made quarterback. Don't look at the numbers last year. He had a terrible O-line, and his receiving core was very lackluster. He kept that team in way more games than they should have been in. And he was also injured a lot. So if we're going to just toss out his last year, kind of like how you toss out Josh Allen's last season and kind of how you toss out Love's last season at Utah State, let's just toss that out and look at what they are exactly as a prospect. Will Levis has an incredible arm. Will Levis makes really good reads. Will Levis has an NFL-made body right now. He's ready to play. Will Levis is the second-best quarterback, in my opinion, and he should be taken fairly high, but I can see teams not wanting to risk it on him. All I'm saying is this. Don't be surprised when Will Levis gets taken pretty early, and try to have reasonable expectations for the man, though. He is going to probably never get to megastar status. I don't think that's written on him, but he definitely has upper-tier quarterback written all over him. I think he's going to be really good. It's just one of those things, though, that he's not as NFL-made as Stroud is, but he's got the NFL body, and he's got the tools to be successful, which is why I'm putting him at number two, ahead of number three, Anthony Richardson. I don't think Anthony Richardson is very NFL-ready, mostly due to his decision-making, and also due to this was really his blow-up year. Last season, he didn't even really play. This season, he just blows up, and he's an absolute beast, and he plays incredible against Utah, and he's amazing. He's the next coming of, I don't know, Peyton Manning and Jesus Christ, but then a couple weeks later, he's just kind of meh. He's fine. He is a freak athlete. He's just a phenomenal athlete. He also has a phenomenal arm. Probably a better arm than Will Levis. I just say, though, he's not as NFL ready as Will Levis is. I also don't think that he right away will thrive. I think you need to give him a year or 2 years. And he needs to learn the NFL system. And he does have megastar written all over him. His ceiling is so much higher than Will Levis's and CJ Stroud's. This guy could be probably a top two, maybe three quarterback in the league. He could be incredible. He could win an MVP. He could be all that. But the question is, can he survive his first season or two if he's thrown into a game and he doesn't know what to do? Because listening to other people talk, he does make some high-level reads at Florida, apparently. But I just don't see it. He had everything at Florida, and he couldn't make a lot of it. That's the other thing I gotta say. And his production and his performances really varied game to game. I think he got something really good here. I think megastar's written all over him. He's going to be overpicked. He might be the second pick in this draft, for all we know. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't want to throw him out there in that first year, which is why I have Levis and Stroud ahead of him. I don't feel good about him just walking in and being a stud. You got to give him time. He's got to grow. He's got to get better. He's not like, what's the guy who plays for Houston? I can't think of his name right now. Came from Stanford. He's not like that guy who could just walk in and maybe not be great, but play and get away with it. He's also definitely not like, even to an extent, Mitch Trubisky, who had to walk in for the Bears a couple years ago. Like, don't put Anthony Richardson on the field until you really feel like he's ready, or else you are going to ruin him. That's about it. I think he's incredibly talented. Let's just don't ruin him. Next is Bryce Young, and this is where a lot of people are going to get really angry with me. I think Bryce Young is the best all-around player in this draft. He's got two massive flaws, though, that can't put him any higher than the other guys. Number one is his size, as everyone's told you. But my bigger concern is that he's not very well built. And if he takes hits, he is not going to be in this league for very long. Here's the thing, Kyler Murray, he's got way better mobility. Definitely not a better arm, but Murray's got the mobility. You look at Drew Brees. Drew Brees had the decision-making, and he also had those kind of perfect crystal passes, which maybe Bryce Young can go the Drew Brees route and just really specialize at getting the ball over the O-line and just picking his spots and do. Maybe he can go that route. I don't think he should be taking one or two because those franchises are not going to do him any favor. He is going to get injured his first season if he has a bad O-line and he has no time to build up a little more. Because here's the thing, he's listed at 200 pounds. He's not 200 pounds. He's closer to probably 170. It's just in his combine thing he had to bulk up and he should never weigh in again. But I'm just saying that man is going to take hits. And I just don't think he's going to get the longevity because of that. My other concern, too, is I don't think he necessarily has a very high ceiling. I think the three ahead of him have way higher ceilings because maybe they're just more gifted athletes. And maybe Bryce Young really is the David in this Goliath situation because I am definitely a skeptic of him. I'm very impressed by his talent, but I just don't see how. And he's a very good leader, it looks like. He's a very smart kid. He seems like he does a lot of things right. I just don't think in the NFL game he is going to thrive at the megastar step. I don't think he has megastar written on him. I just don't. I think that he can be a really good player. But again, I just think the size is such a problem. I also think the fact that again, and I use the same argument for Stroud, and maybe this isn't fair. He had a lot of talent at Alabama he's not going to have in the NFL at that level. He's not going to be the god on the field. He's going to have a lot to prove every game. And that's my knock to Richardson. He didn't do a lot with his Florida talent. And, you know, Levis, his talent he had at Kentucky was very limited last season. So maybe this isn't fair to say. I am a Bryce Young doubter at the moment. I think he's incredibly talented. It's just, it's going to be one of those things. I'll admit when I'm wrong, and maybe it's good if I'm wrong, but I just don't see being wrong about him. I just think he's a guy who probably fizzles out in the league. Maybe has a good second year, maybe even a good third year. But he's also, I just don't think, as NFL ready as even, he's a little more NFL ready than Richardson is, but I don't feel comfortable throwing Bryce in his first season, even though he's going to be playing his first season. I don't feel good about that. That could just be me, though. And number five, this is kind of maybe a shot in the dark. Aiden O'Connell. Now, I am a Purdue supporter. I'm a South Carolina fan, but Purdue's my second team, right? Aiden O'Connell played in an offense where everyone knew he was throwing the ball, and he still threw the ball very proficiently. He's a scrappy kid. He plays really tough. And he should be the fifth quarterback taken. I think he's better than Hendon Hooker. And I know that sounds insane. I think he's better than Jake Haener. In fact, I would even say, where's the other guy? What's his name? I think he's better than DTR from UCLA. I think he's better than the BYU guy. I think he is, genuinely, a great second-round selection at quarterback if you don't need someone right away. Aiden O'Connell is NFL ready. He's mature. He can make all the throws. He throws into three hands in a window and he completes passes. He's an incredible player. The knock I know that he's going to get is that he throws a lot of picks. And he does throw a fair amount of interceptions. But think about this. They knew he was throwing every play, and he had very, very, very limited talent every week against every other team. Purdue is not a football mecca, you might think it is. Purdue football is scrapping together. Look at it this way. He had Charlie Jones, who most of his career was a return guy. Charlie Jones was one of the best receivers in all of college football, and I think we can attribute that to Aiden O'Connell. He set him up to be one of the best receivers, and Charlie Jones I don't think is really going to play in the NFL, but Aiden O'Connell was able to make that guy look like a megastar. Aiden O'Connell does not have megastar written across his forehead, but I think he's got it on his shoulder. I think Aiden O'Connell, there's a chance that he could be, I gotta be careful what I say, I could be jumping ahead here, I might be overrating somebody, but he could be one of those day two or three guys, you know, slips through the cracks, everyone forgets about, then all of a sudden he's playing on the team and everyone asks, why didn't we know about Aiden O'Connell? This could be completely an absurd take, by the way. Like, giving him megastar status might be crazy. Aiden O'Connell is ready for the NFL, though. And I think he does have a fairly high ceiling because of how much better he can get. Now, how much does he need to develop to get there? And will he be given the opportunity? If he's on a good team and he can develop, he can kind of maybe Patrick Mahomes this, spend a year on the bench, come in the next season as the guy. I don't know. It's definitely up for debate. Like, I'm going to quickly pause this and look at how tall he is. Yeah, he's 6'3", over 200 pounds. I mean, I feel even better about this right now. He's not exactly the most athletic guy. Like, Stetson Bennett's definitely more athletic than him, but I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe this is just a complete Purdue fan homerism take, but I like Aiden O'Connell. I think NFL teams in the second or third round should take a really solid look at him. Or if you can get him even later, get him later. You get him in the sixth round, maybe that guy becomes a sixth round megastar. I just think he's got some, his ceiling's not as high as Richardson. It is not as high as Strout. It is not as high as Levis. But his base right now is pretty solid, and he also could very easily get a lot better. That's why I have him at number five. I was tempted to put him four, but I said I will get crushed by the masses. If I put Aiden O'Connell ahead of Bryce Young, that'd be insane. That's why I didn't do it. And really, I had to make a reflection and realize that, yeah, he is better. Let's talk about a couple college quarterbacks now. The one I want to start with, who I think is going to blow up this year more than he has, is Sam Hartman at Notre Dame. That guy is not only going to blow up, he is going to be someone who is mock draft at one or two on every draft board, I think. Even maybe above Caleb Williams, and that sounds insane. Caleb Williams obviously is probably going to be the top quarterback taken, but Sam Hartman I think is going to push him. You're going to see his Notre Dame numbers climb, and you're going to say, my God, Wake Forest had no clue the monster they had. Well, they knew, but they just couldn't keep him. This guy is a baller. He plays a really good brand of football. He knows how to fake. He's like a technical genius. I'm very high on Sam Hartman. Very, very high on him. I think he's got a really good NFL future ahead of him, too. Now, if we got to search for another name, you can kind of go wherever you want with this. But the other name that I think is very intriguing is Spencer Sanders at Ole Miss. If Spencer Sanders can win the job over Jackson Dart, and I forget the other guy's name, but I don't think he's going to win it. I think we could see a big Spencer Sanders jump if he's in this run-first offense that Lane Kiffin's kind of transformed the team into. I could see a big jump for Spencer Sanders and a really big potential that he could be something pretty good. Okay, well, that's all I got. Thank you for listening, everyone. God bless and praise Christ, and I hope you enjoyed the episode.